What is both most intriguing and puzzling about the story above is that Peel was a lover of birds, and yet did not hesitate to kill them in large numbers for no better reason than that it interested him to do so. It is a truly astounding fact that for the longest time the people who were most intensely interested in the world's living things were the ones most likely to extinguish them. No one represented this position on a larger scale, in every sense, than Lionel Walter Rothschild, the second Baron Rothschild, scion of the great banking family. Rothschild was a strange and reclusive fellow. He lived his entire life in the nursery wing of his home at Tring in Buckinghamshire, using the furniture of his childhood, even sleeping in his childhood bed, though eventually he weighed 300 pounds. His passion was natural history, and he became a devoted accumulator of objects. He sent hordes of trained men, as many as 400 at a time, to every quarter of the globe to clamber over mountains and hack their way through jungles in the pursuit of new specimens, particularly things that flew. These were crated or boxed up, and sent back to Rothschild's estate at Tring, where he and a battalion of assistants exhaustively logged and analysed everything that came before them, producing a constant stream of books, papers, and monographs, some 1,200 in all. Altogether, Rothschild's natural history factory processed well over 2 million specimens, and added 5,000 species of creature to the scientific archive. Remarkably, Rothschild's collecting efforts were neither the most extensive nor the most generously funded of the 19th century. That title almost certainly belongs to a slightly earlier, but also very wealthy, British collector named Hugh Cumming, who became so preoccupied with accumulating objects that he built a large ocean-going ship and employed a crew to sail the world full-time, picking up whatever they could find, birds, plants, animals of all types, and especially shells. It was his unrivalled collection of barnacles that passed to Darwin and served as the basis for his seminal study. However, Rothschild was easily the most scientific collector of his age, though also the most regrettably lethal, for in the 1890s he became interested in Hawaii, perhaps the most temptingly vulnerable environment Earth has yet produced. Millions of years of isolation had allowed Hawaii to evolve 8,800 unique species of animals and plants. Of particular interest to Rothschild were the island's colourful and distinctive birds, often consisting of very small populations inhabiting extremely specific ranges.